We're joined this morning by Preston Rice, who has co-written a children's series of books called Little Forces with his twin brother, Brock. It's commemorates fallen soldiers. It also promotes planning, teamwork, outdoor activities. So, all right, Preston, where does this come from? An idea for a children's book that sort of has this theme to it.
Yeah, the idea came to us about 3 years ago, just with our own friends in the special operations community. Seeing pictures of their children wearing their berets that signify their job title, we thought it would actually be pretty funny to have a group of kids taking care of the neighborhood issues that you see come up, you know, for the first book, the stolen bike. Being a father of sons ourselves, we thought, hey, this would be a really cool way to, you know, introduce our kids into this, the proper behaviors and or the positive behaviors that we want to promote in their lives. And I just, you know, memorializing our friends who have been fallen soldiers, as you said, and allowing them to work with their children in the stories, you know, so that their children can also look into the story and know that their father's always with them. For us, it was a big shockwave when we lost our friend Andy, and it was a way for us to memorialize him as well, and for future stories who want to memorialize others that have lost their lives as well as their children. So for us, it really struck a note there for us, and we're pretty appreciative of, obviously, all the service members that have sacrificed overseas.
How does this play with the kids reading the book and learning the experience of the youngsters in it?
Yeah, we've had a lot of really great positive feedback. A lot of kids want to be part of the Little Forces, so I could see this being something in the future, even further than books. My own children easily love it. They love their characters in the story. For myself, it's a good way to stay connected with them while I'm overseas in Afghanistan, too. Setting up a Skype conference call with them and reading them the stories.
Let's talk a little bit about the new book. It's called Little Forces and the Water Rescue. Tell us the theme for that one.
Now, Little Forces and the Water Rescue starts off with a boy being a little mischievous and not listening to his mother. He's in a raft, and he ends up getting himself into a very scary situation. Luckily, the Little Forces are there, and they're able to quickly devise a rescue plan, drawing a little mission plan in the sand, and using the resources and equipment that they have that they brought with them to the beach. We like to use the New Age technology as well and kind of introduce it in the stories. That way it kind of promotes kids getting outdoors with technology rather than sitting inside and playing on their phones or any of that. So towards the end of the story, you'll see the resolution and this very good positive outcome.
What is this? How does this play with your military buddies, showing them a colorful children's book that you're involved with?
They love it. It's been a lot of positive feedback. You know, we've actually used our military friends and their kids, too, to cover some of the characters. And the kids absolutely love it. And the feedback from the stories have been to the notes of, you know, we've been looking for a really cool kids book. It kind of explains a little bit of the story of what we do, but there's nothing really out there like it. So introducing these type of military tactics, I think it's been a really great idea. That's feedback we've been getting.
How do you kind of differentiate this from being something where sort of have more militaristic attitude toward it? I guess most of what you talk about has to do with the teamwork and the planning and preparation, which works in all aspects of life, correct?
That's correct, absolutely. And for the military strategy, there's certain, standard operating procedures that we kind of go through in order to accomplish missions. So we bring that into the storyline and really break it down to the basics and allow kids to really kind of adapt and recognize the patterns that are going on.
Tell me a little bit about your service. What's that been like? How did you get involved in a career path like that?
For my service, I ended up signing up and becoming I was a meteorologist, and I served overseas in Germany, and then I later on was at Herbert Field in Florida, where I supported the special operations community, and I deployed to Iraq and Kuwait several times. And it was a really great experience. I look back on it today, and I'm thankful for that experience and the connections and the people that I met and the friendships, the long lifetime friendships. So today, actually, I am now doing government contracting, and I'm still supporting the military while I'm overseas. So I'm just glad to be contributing and giving back.
Now, you and your twin, Brock, what are your responsibilities in publishing this or putting this together? How do you collaborate in a book like this?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We actually do the same job now. So we're in Afghanistan together at some points where we kind of overlap time over there. Our first story mainly consisted of just emails back and forth, discussing the storyline, doing a lot of the editing. And then the second story, the water rescue, that was one where we were both together. We sat down to this, drop an outline. As soon as the outline was done, within 30 minutes, my brother had a story written, sent, emailed it to me, even though we were in the same room. And we were emailing back and forth, and we had others sleeping in the room that we didn't want to wake. So we're editing the story and revising it and working together that way.
Do you tell us a little maybe about the characters? Obviously, you put a book together, you have the little forces. They all have to probably their own personalities or traits or different things that they can bring to the, quote, mission that they're trying to accomplish.
Oh, absolutely. Porter's the main character. He is my son, and he's taking the lead and taking charge and comes up and devises the plans. But at certain times in the stories, we also have other characters who take a lead role. And everybody has a responsibility, everybody has a duty. So depending on the character and how we visualize them, we see them with their own attributes. With little Andy, we have him. He's kind of the excited and kind of funny character as well. And his son is more of a straight edge and I don't know how to put him exactly. Sorry. But his son is a very determined and a very confident individual. So we want to bring these abilities on the characters and really have people really adapt to who the characters are and really get a sense of who they are.
The books, the Little Forces series, to me, they have this could expand beyond books. Do you have anticipation for that, or does this come in other forms other than just the book right now?
Right now, just a book, but our vision for the future would be to expand it to something even greater, maybe even like a little cartoon series. And then later on, I'm thinking of a Little Forces summer camp. Kids come out and using technology and work on collaboration and teamwork and building and play.
Where did this creativity come from? Were you and your brother as young, children, writing stories, coming up with imaginative ways of play? Where do you think this really got its genesis from?
Well, I think looking back on it, like from our childhood ourselves, just being outside in the woods, playing all the time, playing, we had G.I. Joe, we had He-Man, we had all that. And we really enjoyed that outdoor play with our friends. And we had a really good group of friends as children to play with. So we want to see our own children doing the same thing. So the creativity side of it, I think we've always kind of had it there. We've never really taken on a project as deep as this before, but it's something that we're really proud of and happy to continue.
I guess this morning's Preston Rice, he along with his twin brother Brock, they're military career twins, as it says here in the statement here. It's kind of an odd way of identifying you, but obviously as a twin, you always have that. There's always somebody there by your side. But it's called The Little Forces, the new book out, The Water Rescue, but you also get the one about the bike. If people want to get more about these books or find out about this series, where's a good place to get some details?
Absolutely. You can check us out on the website at littleforces.com. And also we're on Facebook at The Little Forces. The books are on Amazon. And we just came out with book 3 of Little Forces in the Haunted House in time for Halloween.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Well, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for the books.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Thank you.